There are many workers we don't see, even when they're practically members of the family. Commentator Alyssa Eli remembers a hurt she inflicted years ago that lives with her today.
Twice a week when I was a little girl, Ola May came to clean our house. She was plump and hunched, wandering in and out of the living room with a duster. She tried to be a friend. Pausing over the vacuum, she made attempts at conversation. She peered into my dollhouse to admire the furniture or push a doll from one room to another. Once she brought some slices of orange peel she had candied. But mostly there was nothing I knew about Ola May and nothing I needed to know. Then Ola May stopped coming. Someone else started to clean the house instead. She was younger, with jazzy headbands. She interested me. I looked forward to seeing her. Time passed. One morning my mother loaded us into the car with a bag of groceries. I asked where we were going. We were going to see Ola May. We drove and drove past familiar landmarks and into new territory. Houses with lawns disappeared and buildings without windows came into sight. It was sunless land. We parked and my mother shouldered the grocery bags through a steel door. There were no lights in the hallway. It was grimy, grimy. Ola May would never have approved. My mother knocked on a door and pushed it open. Ola May sat on a folding chair next to a window. There were two chairs arranged next to hers, and a single bed in the background. I could see a sink and stove in the next room. Ola May did not look like Ola May. She was still hunched, but all bone, with a yellow face. I didn't want to look at her. My mother disappeared into the next room, and we could hear the rattle of upended grocery bags. I was unhappy without her, and desperate to find something personally pleasant. "Ola May," I said, looking around, annoyed, "where are the cookies here?" Ola May flushed. She pulled herself out of the chair and limped into the kitchen. She opened some cabinets. They were empty. She limped back to the folding chair and told me she had no cookies. I burst into tears. She did too. I wish I could say I was weeping for Ola May or for the pain I had caused. I wasn't. I lived an utterly secure life, without household dirt, without hunger, without pain. Secure children aren't deliberately cruel. They're self-centered, because they can afford to be. Years later, my mother said that she stood in the kitchen, unpacking bread and juice, and cried too, for both of us, Ola May and me.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.